This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. We're going to give you a little bit of good news. I mean, it's not good that a cop murdered somebody, but it's good that a cop actually got convicted of murdering somebody, because it's happened so many times that police have hurt peaceful people and gotten away with murder, gotten away with arson, gotten away with rape, gotten away with all kinds of horrible behavior.
Right.
And had the departments back them up on it, say, oh, looks like everything was followed by the book here. Whatever the circumstances, however horrific and obviously, you know, bad these cops might be, it's right. Very rare that they will even be brought up on charges in the first
Correct.
Place. And second, if they are actually brought up on charges, very rare for a jury to actually find them guilty. But, Daryl, you have a story about this.
Yeah, story out of Texas from earlier this week, where a jury found former police officer Roy Oliver guilty of murder in the shooting death of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. Oliver, who was fired from the Balch Springs Police Department.
Also unusual.
Yes, it is. Days after the shooting, which is even more unusual. Faces life in prison after being found guilty of murder for firing his rifle into a car carrying five unarmed teens as they left a house party in April 2017. The shooting killed Jordan, who was a passenger in the car. Jordan's father, Odell Edwards, said, "I'm happy, very happy. It's been a long time, a hard year, but I'm really happy." The jury also found Oliver not guilty on two charges of aggravated assault. Jurors had the option to find Oliver guilty of manslaughter, which carries a lesser punishment of up to 20 years in prison, but ultimately decided to convict on murder. Attorney Daryl Washington said the verdict was a symbolic victory for all unarmed black people who have been shot and killed by police. After the verdict, he said, "This is about Tamir Rice. It's about Walter Scott. It's about Alton Sterling. It's about every African-American, every unarmed African-American who has been killed and who has not gotten justice."
How about all the other people who aren't African-Americans who've been killed and not gotten justice? Those people are important, too.
Everybody's important.
They are.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot more stories about unarmed black people getting killed by police that make the national media.
That's true.
Yeah, statistically, I think it is.
But the police will kill anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was the Aussie woman that wound up getting shot and killed by police in, where was it, Minneapolis?
Florida? Oh, yeah, Minneapolis.
That's right. Where she was going out to meet the cops because she had called about, you know, like some kind of dispute. She thought somebody was being assaulted or raped. And the cop apparently feared for his life that somebody would go to greet the police officers, and he fired from inside the car.
Right.
Wow.
And killed this woman. In this case, jurors deliberated for about 12 hours on Monday and Tuesday and asked the judge several questions about Oliver's testimony and why he decided to fire his weapon at a car full of teenagers. They also sent two notes to the judge, one asking for a transcript of some of Oliver's testimony to settle a dispute over whether Oliver said the sound of glass breaking factored into his decision to shoot, and a second request asking for a copy of written statements that Oliver provided after the shooting. The second request was denied. Oliver and a second officer, Tyler Gross, were breaking up a house party on April 29th, 2017, when they heard gunshots, which were later determined to have come from a nearby nursing home and not at all related to the party that they were breaking up. Gross attempted to stop at Chevy Impala that had Jordan, his brothers, and friends when Oliver fired into the car, striking Jordan in the back of the head. Oliver testified that he fired his rifle because he believed the vehicle was trying to run over Gross, His partner, Gross, however, testified that he did not think that the car was trying to hit him at all.
Whoa. So the cop, actually, his partner actually broke ranks and told the truth?
Yes.
That's, like, unheard of.
Because this is a classic cop excuse of, I thought he was going to hurt me. I thought he was going to run me down. This has been used before.
I thought he was going to run over my partner.
Regularly.
Right. But either the variant on a very, very popular excuse. And all the cop really has to do is be somewhere in the vicinity of the front of the car. Not even if he's in front of the car, but sort of in an area in which the car could turn and hit him. Because obviously if he's behind the car, then it wouldn't hold water. But if the guy was like off to the front and up sort of to the left of the car, to where if the car continued moving forward, it would never hit the other guy, that's usually enough of an excuse for the cop to just blast away at the driver and claim that he was going to hit my partner.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the car being in front of, because there was video of this.
Oh, wow.
And a video expert said that the first two shots came after the car had already passed Gross, and the final shots, the final three, came after the car had passed Oliver. So Oliver is the guy that said, I was protecting Officer Gross. Every shot came after the car had driven past Officer Gross, including three shots that came after the car had passed Officer Oliver.
Jeez.
Gross said, yeah, I did think that the vehicle was close to me, but I was not in fear that the vehicle was trying to run me over.
Wow. Well, an actual cop who's not a scaredy cop.
Jordan's brother, Vidal Allen, was driving and also testified that he was not trying to hit Gross and said that he did not know that the officer was trying to stop his car. So apparently the cop was just somewhere near the car, may have yelled something, but like didn't wave his hands in a stop motion.
So, you know what? I'm not an expert on shooting at cars, okay? But it would seem to me that
you'd want to take out a tire instead of take out the driver and the passengers.
And here's why. Because, okay, even if the other officer was in front of the car, right? Like, if this car actually was a danger to the other officer, if it continued on its current trajectory, if you shoot a tire, isn't that more likely going to slow the car or at least cause it to veer in a different direction as opposed to shooting the driver who, when you, you know, shoot him, presumably in some sort of damaging fashion, it connects with him, he may actually lay his foot further down on the gas and or continue.
And lose control of the car, and you don't know which way he's going to wind up slumping and causing the steering wheel to go.
Yeah. So it would seem to me that, you know, if you're going to have an unpredictable thing happen, you're better off like letting some air out of a tire or something.
Did it say that he was even trying to shoot at the driver? Like, was there?
No, it wasn't the driver. The driver. Well, maybe he was shooting at the driver.
He didn't say who he was shooting at.
He didn't connect with the driver.
He was shooting
at the car,
the vehicle
just in general. But
five shots. One of them killing one of the passengers. Yes.
So it's not just a handgun.
Yeah.
With a handgun, you're not going to be particularly accurate. But with a rifle, you certainly have much more increased accuracy over. He could have taken a shot at a tire if he wanted to.
Could have. Yeah. We're also, you know, not sure how well he was trying to aim.
Yeah.
Just
firing bullets
at the car.
Yep. Crazy.
They'll stop if I wind up shooting.
They did stop. What else is there? Is there more to the story?
That's it.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
So this guy's been found guilty by the jury.
Yes.
Sentencing has not yet occurred. I didn't catch that detail.
Yeah, sentencing has not yet occurred. According to the article, they don't specify when the sentencing is going to happen.
Well, I got one to follow that one up, Daryl.
All right.
Spotted this one. I think it was actually posted in our news show prep group on our Discord chat. So if you go to our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, actually, I've been getting some great prep from our listeners there on Discord, so thank you guys for submitting this stuff. And kudos to the Free Thought Project here, who they appear to be doing the best work these days for police accountability stories, because copblock.org is basically a dead site. There was another police accountability site, I think Killed by Cops was what it was called, that was shut down recently as well. Headline, watch, woman secretly records cop trying to force her to give him sexual favors to drop charges. So, and she got this cop good. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you. Just hop in any old one of them there over at discord.lrn.fm, and we will join you, and you'll get on the air with us. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. And in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Liberty.menu, great tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-living anarchist community. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong on Liberty.menu. Not just as a user, but as a contributor, as somebody who creates content on that site. It's a business directory. So whatever it is that you do, whether it is creating great privacy-oriented computer hardware, as you do, Chris, over at thinkpenguin.com. I think you told us that you're on liberty.menu.
I am, yeah.
And
yeah, my company is, anyway.
Right. I've got a couple entries up there on liberty.menu as well. I've listed the cryptocurrency vending machines here in the Keene area.
Nice.
It's an international map, though. It's not just for New Hampshire. This is for people, anybody who's a libertarian anywhere. You can add your thing that you do, or more than one thing. So if you've got more than one business, more than one entrepreneurial activity, maybe you're an events coordinator, you're creating an event or a convention or a camping festival or something like that, you can put that up there because there's an events category, and there's also a digital media category as well. So if you're a creator of some sort, whether it's business or media or events, get it up there over at liberty.menu. It's free to use the site, so there's no reason not to get the exposure unless for some reason you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. So head over to liberty.menu. If you want, you can use code FTL on your user profile to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. So I was out last night for the first, the beginning weekend of the college year, the first semester here in this particular year of college that is kicking off here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. The weather's still warm during the daytime, and starting to cool down a bit.
How was it at night, though?
I was actually in a t-shirt and shorts.
So, okay.
So it's probably going to be
summer
only,
weather.
It's probably going to be the only weekend I'll be able to get away with that from here on out, because it usually gets pretty cold pretty fast once August is.
Oh yeah, definitely in August.
Is done with. But I was out down by the college neighborhood, and for those that don't know, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town. There's a college with a relatively small population, maybe 4,000 to 6,000. I don't know what the official numbers are, but I have heard Vincent, who's one of our occasional co-hosts and the host of Questioning Authority, he said he's heard they dropped their attendance by 1,000 people.
Wow.
Which is a huge drop for what was initially a relatively small school.
Yeah, 4,000 would make sense. I thought it was 5,000. So if it was 5,000 in the past years, 4,000.
Which is a 20% drop
in
attendance.
Yeah.
If those numbers are accurate, and I don't have any
official
numbers. Well,
the school was having lots of problems with
that.
I forget what the details were, but yeah, they were.
They had all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
But either way, there's still young people going, and that means there's a fresh batch of new young people, freshmen who've arrived to go to the school, and that means that they need to know their rights. So I have the cop block warning police threat in effect flyer with all kinds of good information on it, like record your interaction, ask if you're being detained, if not, leave. Don't answer questions, never consent to searches, and be polite but firm. These are the five bullet points, which are described in greater detail on these cards. You can see them for yourself over at tools.freekeen.com if you want to download it and check it out. Which reminds me, I actually just updated it for 2018, so I probably should update the website version of that as well. So we're getting some fresh ones printed out for the college students. But it was a great night. I had a lot of positive response. Didn't get any real negative response from anybody. Most of the college students are very interested in knowing their rights. They didn't learn them in high school. The government schools don't teach you about your rights. They might teach you in history class something about the Constitution at some point, but they don't really talk about your rights, how to interact with the police, how to
keep
yourself
safe. And if you watch CSI, you have the right to remain silent,
yeah.
A right to an attorney, a right to a phone call.
Some of them knew those. I've heard
more people tell me I have no rights in school, and
really?
Yeah, even cops than I've ever heard anybody educate me on rights. I learned them, but not because of school.
Not because of school.
Yeah,
I actually had that happen to me too. I had a school principal tell me straight up that I had no right to freedom of speech.
Yeah, while which is wrong, actually.
When you're here, you got no rights.
That's right.
Boy. Correct, technically.
Speaking of that accent, so I just wanted to get a little bit of good news here for police accountability here in the Keene area, where we're trying our best to keep Cop Block alive. The Cop Block National Organization is basically a shell of what it once was. I wouldn't even call it an organization at this point, and it's hard for me to say as the person who has Cop Block badge number 5. Right? So they have the Cop Block badges, yep. And I got number 5 because I was there in the very beginning when the Cop Block founders were living here in Keene, and they have since both left, and they've gone off on completely different paths in life, and I, of course, wish them the best, but I feel like if they hadn't left, we would still have an even more solid group here in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire would be like the beacon for police accountability out there. Unfortunately, as tends to happen with organizations, once they grow to a certain point, there becomes infighting, and then people want to get away from that infighting, and then ultimately what happened was Ademo Freeman basically burnt out, as is also something that's common with activists, is they get tired after a while, and he put in a good, 10 years of his life, basically, into doing police accountability activism, was arrested a number of times for a variety of different, victimless crimes in that time frame. And so you can't blame somebody for wanting to throw in the towel. You just can't blame somebody for that. 10 years is great. He did a lot of good work, and there was a lot of good coverage that happened on Cop Block. But it's sad when such a great thing is created and there's not somebody to pass the torch to. There's not somebody waiting in the wings to be the main person, the leader of that particular organization. And sadly, in the case of Cop Block, even though there were a number of volunteers over the years, and even though at the time when Ademo wanted to get out of the site, there were still people who were blogging actively.
There were people still doing it even after he left.
Yeah, and there still are. I have posted. I still have posting access to Cop Block, but I was never a prolific poster to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to keep the site alive. I'm not going to keep it afloat with any regular content. I would call myself an irregular poster at best. My last post to Cop Block was in June, at around when we did the police checkpoint. The Border Patrol checkpoint that we went through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you didn't go through it. It was
Bob. I didn't. I missed it,
unfortunately. We tried to wait for you, but we had to go.
I know.
And apparently there have been like 3 or 4 more of those in the last month.
Oh, they're busy out there. So yeah, anybody that wants to get checkpoint footage, just go on up to Woodstock, New Hampshire, and wait around. They'll set one up probably within a couple of weeks. But that was the last post there was to copblock.org was in June.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, a shadow of its former self. It still exists. But I don't know what the the preeminent police accountability group like in real life is these days. It might still be Cop Block, simply because I don't know if anybody else has really challenged it. Maybe Cop Watch is still out there doing their thing. I'm not sure about that. But we're going to get into a horrible story by the folks over at the Free Thought Project, who've been doing great online reporting on police accountability and bad behaving cops. And this is about a Georgia cop. Monroe County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Miller recorded earlier this month on a woman's cell phone, epitomizing everything wrong with sickos in uniforms who seek to abuse their authority for personal gain. And we'll give you the details, and they are dirty. Coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, a funeral caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, whose career spans 6-plus decades. Former President Bill Clinton remembers Aretha Franklin.
She cared about broken people. She cared about people who were disappointed. She cared about people who didn't quite succeed as much as she did. She wrote about them all in her book.
On Friday, the late Senator John McCain was honored at a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, where top congressional leaders as well as Vice President Mike Pence spoke. Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett remembers McCain.
And a great sense of humor. You know, only John McCain could tell a joke that talked about his Vietnam years with that memory and that humor.
A service will be held at the National Cathedral for McCain tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We got a creepy to the maximum cop situation coming up here to tell you about out of Forsyth, Georgia, Monroe County, and a particular deputy who got caught on video being a very, very naughty police officer. We're going to
not as naughty as he wanted to be.
Right. We're going to tell you about that coming up here in moments. And if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com would like to remind you about Save It Purse and how you can now deposit Bitcoin Cash into your Save It Purse account, which means that you can get huge discounts on Amazon purchases. 20%? No problem. 25%? Pretty easy to get that too. 29%? That's what I got the last, I think, four purchases I made at.
Nice.
Through Save It Purse. SaveATPurse.com, SaveAtPurse.com. You can use Bitcoin Cash. You can also use Bitcoin BTC if you want to, but Bitcoin Cash is now the new thing there over at Save It Purse, and you can save big time. It's for real, like... We've done this.
Oh, yeah.
All of us have done this on multiple occasions. Chris, you've done it probably thousands of times.
I've done it so many times, I don't even tell you how much I saved because I'm afraid of going to jail.
You know, you can look it up, though. They actually have that statistic.
Yeah, I know.
I think I've saved a few thousand bucks at this point on the things that I've bought over last few years.
I've probably saved close to a thousand.
Yeah. I've done at least 130, probably close to 150 transactions at this point. It's so useful. It works so well. Go learn more at SaveATPurse.com. And again, it's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We're talking about police accountability. And, of course, the number one trick or the number one tip for police accountability action is to record. Record, record, record. Even if it's just audio, record it. Of course, if you can get video, that's even better because then it's even more damning when somebody does or says something, in this case a police officer. Monroe County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Miller is reported by the FreeThoughtProject.com. He was recorded earlier this month on a woman's cell phone, epitomizing everything wrong with sickos in uniforms who seek to abuse their authority for personal gain. Her victim, or his victim rather, recorded him trying to force her to give him sexual favors in return for getting her DUI charges dropped. And this deputy is still collecting a paycheck. So again, unlike, you know, the one story you shared earlier, Daryl, right, where a cop actually got found guilty for murder, most of the time they get a raise.
What's the state of here?
What's that state? Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Ashley Roberts was arrested last month by Officer Miller for driving under the influence and drug possession. Roberts admitted she had done the crime and was willing to do the time. However, after she made bail, Miller contacted the 34-year-old woman and told her to meet him in a parking lot on August 14th. So she did. Now, by the way, before we go on with the story, if a cop calls you and asks you to meet him somewhere, well, this isn't legal advice, but my understanding is you're not obligated to do that.
I will not be speaking with you without my lawyer present.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, generally a bad idea, and this is, again, I've got my list of police know your rights
here. Super bad idea.
On number three, do not answer questions. So if a cop wants to meet with you, he's probably going to want to ask you questions, so there's really no point in meeting with him.
Oh, he asked her some questions.
Yeah. As Fox 5 Atlanta reports, she told internal affairs investigators the same story she told us. She put Miller put her in his personal Dodge Ram pickup truck, handed her a Coors Light. That doesn't sound too legal now, does it? I don't think you're allowed to have an open container in most states while you're in a car. And drove,
oh, don't worry. It was in a brown bag.
And drove them to a dirt trail off of Freeman Road. She says, I didn't think I had to record anything until I got to that dirt road. After I turned on the dirt road, that's when I knew something was fishy. Yeah, that's definitely a clue.
Yeah.
As the recording shows, after Miller drove the woman down the dirt road, the sexual advances immediately began. The deputy said, you can come over here. I'm not going to jump on you. I promise.
Because I'm wearing my seatbelt like a good boy.
She says, she says, I mean, I'm good. I'm all right. She replied to him at the time. That's when the deputy asked her for oral sex. Not even a BJ, he asked her. She says, nope, I'm just messing with you. I think you'd like it, but no, I'm good, she said. You probably would like it, the deputy persisted. I don't know about that, said the terrified Roberts, who didn't know if this cop was about to attempt to rape her or what.
Yeah, I would be afraid of getting murdered.
After she shut down his initial advances, that's when Miller began to flex his blue privilege in an attempt to blackmail Roberts into sex by offering to, quote, talk to the DA, unquote. He said, that's the whole reason I gave you that beer. Oh, see, he gave you the beer. Now you need to give him sex. Uh-huh, Roberts replied. He says, it's leverage, said the corrupt cop. Oh, and what leverage would that be, she asked. Well, I got another unit over there, he said, claiming that he could have her arrested again if she didn't submit to his requests.
Wow.
He says, so what are you trying to do? Are you trying to blackmail me or something? Yeah, replied the deputy. So it ain't gonna work, Roberts said. It won't? Miller asked. No, replied Roberts. I'm just messing with you, said the
I'm just messing with you. I'm just trying to blackmail you and get you in an open container and, you know, have you do these things that I ain't had nobody do to me in quite a few years.
Right. But it's just a joke.
It's just all in good fun. You don't want to go to prison, do you?
On the recording, so this is obviously, you know, highlights
a
here.
19-minute
a 19-minute long recording.
According to Fox Atlanta.
Miller is heard asking her to show her breasts over 10 times. After turning him down all 10 times, Miller finally concedes and begins to drive the woman back to her vehicle in the parking lot, but not before one last futile attempt. The deputy said after his blackmail attempt was met with rejection, "I really didn't want to have sex with you. I was just effing with you.
I just messing with you.
I just called you all the way out here to this parking lot and then took you down a dirt road and propositioned you because I was just screwing around. It was just a silly game.
It was just a test. It was a test.
You passed.
Congratulations. See if you would compromise yourself.
Yeah. As bad as all this is, I have to give the cop credit. At least he didn't actually rape her. And blackmail, okay. Hey, it's bad. But technically, he didn't rape her and he didn't kill her, which is what I would have expected.
You are looking on the bright side here.
Yeah.
And then he added a little bit more. He said, "I mean, I would, because you're not a bad-looking girl. You just need to straighten your ass out.
And I can straighten it out for you."
Roberts told Fox 5 the deputy picked the wrong girl. She said, "I'm not that type of girl. I'm a good girl. I just hang out with the wrong crowd." The deputy then told Roberts to toss the can of beer out on the roadside, and they drove off. So, actually telling her to litter.
Just go ahead and litter right over there.
Wow.
Just go ahead. Throw it out the window.
As Fox 5 reports, quote, "On the recording, you can hear Deputy Miller tell Roberts it's okay to toss that Coors Light out the passenger window before they left the dirt trail. The Fox 5 I-team followed the path and searched the woods. Sure enough, we spotted a Coors Light can still in its paper bag."
Wow.
"You called it, Daryl, with a receipt inside dated August 14th. It also had the buyer's debit card number. We used a stick to pull out the receipt. Later, we gave investigators directions so they could recover the can and any fingerprints that might still be on it. We approached Deputy Miller as he came on duty last Friday night. He said he didn't remember Ashley Roberts."
I don't remember no Ashley.
"And denied offering to get her charges dropped in exchange for sexual favors." Remember, if the cop says he's going to talk to the DA, that don't mean your charges are getting dropped.
Right.
He refused our offer to let him hear the recording of the two of them.
"Can we refresh your memory, Officer Miller?" "No, I'm good.
Fine. Get out of my way.
I don't want to have sex with you. Like, I mean, you would. You're an attractive woman there over at Fox 5 Atlanta. But, you know, I'm just messing with you."
"We are shocked and disappointed," said Monroe County Interim Sheriff Al Shackelford. "Law enforcement," he said, "should be held to a higher standard," unquote. However, instead of arresting the officer for using his badge to blackmail a woman into having sex with him, the sheriff put Miller on
vacation.
With
benefits?
Paid.
With pay.
That's paid vacation.
He's on a paid vacation.
Right. When so you get paid, it's vacation.
So he can think real hard on what he'd done.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.Global. Horizen.global.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number... 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl. We also have the Discord chat rooms and the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're with us here in the studio if you get on those Discord lines. Discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It's a chat server. It is a open sort of free chat server where you can go in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The best time to find people during free is, of course, during Free Talk Live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time in the Free Talk Live channel. But at other times during the day and the night, there's people in different channels talking about different things. And sometimes they're in the voice channel. Most of the time they're in the text channels. Head on over there to discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app in order to use, I think, the voice portion of the program. But if you just want to kind of check out the chat server aspect, you can use their web version for free over at discord.lrn.fm. All right, so we were talking about a corrupt cop who actually got busted pretty good by the lady who he had invited out after arresting her for a DUI. He invited her out to a dark parking lot where he then took her down a darker dirt road. And she realized at the time when the dirt road started happening that she should probably record this.
I have to wonder what is somebody thinking when they meet a cop in a parking lot and then get into his personal vehicle? Like, what are they thinking? What's going through their head?
Don't know, because it doesn't seem like anything really positive is going to happen in those circumstances.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's interesting that she did get in the vehicle,
yeah,
because if she hadn't gotten in, we wouldn't have had the 19-minute-long video in which the officer tries at least 10 times
to
get...
Is it video, or is it just audio?
It's a cell phone video. I have not watched the actual video myself, but we've got Fox 5 and Fox 5 News and FreeThoughtProject.com who's done us the favor of kind of taking out the lowlights, if you will,
of the
And the Free Thought Project, basically, they reposted the Fox article in slightly different order and added a little bit of commentary.
Yes. So
I don't know if they've actually seen the video, and Fox doesn't mention that the video is available online anywhere, except that they watched the video.
Huh. I see. So Fox may have been given a special delivery on
right.
This.
So, you know, woman, it sounds like, wound up calling, you know, Fox on your side, whatever. Hey, I've got a journalistic scoop for you. Can you help me expose this guy?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Fox piece here, and it doesn't appear that they're linking to... Yeah, it doesn't appear they linked to the video itself. But, of course, there's nothing has been done to this particular deputy. He is still on the job, although he has been put on paid suspension while some sort of investigation is going on. Whether they'll end up giving him a firing for this or not is another question, but as the Free Thought Project points out in the end of their piece... is a lot of times when a cop actually does get fired, frequently they get hired by another department in the same state.
Right.
So unless they end up getting blackballed across the board, which is also very hard to accomplish,
yes,
they'll just get another job as a cop somewhere else. And that will never make a newspaper headline when that happens.
Right.
Because the cops don't usually make big announcements when they make hirings. And so odds are most people wouldn't even know this particular cop was hired in, you know, wherever across Georgia happens to be from.
Right.
Wherever this was.
Monroe
County.
Not sure where that is, but if Fox Atlanta is reporting on it, it's probably not too far from Atlanta.
Could be. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us
now,
here.
Now, one thing that would be interesting, and I remember somebody several years ago when CopBlock was still a fairly large organization, somebody had the idea of calling up some small police departments, particularly in states that don't have very strict wiretapping laws.
Yep.
And recording a conversation where you pretend to be one of these officers that was fired for something, and you say, yeah, my name is, what's this guy, Billy?
Deputy Bill Miller.
My name is Billy Miller, and I just lost my job because apparently some woman had some video of me asking to see her boobies, and I was curious if y'all were hiring and if y'all have a problem with that.
Just to get their response, like, it's all right, Officer Miller, just come on down and fill out an application.
I just lost my job because I shot somebody's puppy dog. I was trying to shoot the 5-year-old kid, but that dang dog just jumped right in front of it. Y'all got a problem? Like, how can I apply at your department there?
That would be very interesting if somebody did do that. But you have to wonder in these circumstances, was this Deputy Miller's first time trying this move? Or has he done this before to young ladies that he has arrested and met them in the parking lot?
Oh, it probably wasn't his first rodeo, as they would say.
That's what I tend to think. I mean, this cop, I don't know how old he is, but he's probably significantly older than this woman. Just looking at him, he appears like he's probably in his 50s. She is 34. Yeah, it doesn't say here. I'm looking at the Fox story, and it doesn't say what the age of the officer in question is. But I'm just going to guess. Well, I'm going to say at least 50.
Oh, well, there's an update.
Oh, is there?
Here from Fox Atlanta. Uh-huh. Agents with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation arrested and charged the Monroe County Sheriff's Deputy on Thursday. Days after a Fox 5 I-Team investigation revealed a secret recording of him trying to blackmail a suspect into having sex.
This was Georgia Department of Law Enforcement?
Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Okay.
So basically the Georgia version of the FBI. The arrest came after the sheriff's office fired Miller following an internal investigation. So apparently, after his little paid vacation,
he got fired.
He did lose his job, and now he's going to the pokey.
Well, this is why it's really good to have video and audio of any kind of encounter with police.
It would have changed everything if she didn't.
This is routine stuff. I mean, like, they really mess up a lot, but it's really hard to get them fired. So if you have something like this... you know, an encounter like this.
Yeah. And frequently it is sexual related issues that get cops fired.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been reporting on these, you know, bad cops for so long here on Free Talk Live I can't count the number of times it's been a violent act that the cops have been kept on board with, like murder right. or rape or something. Well, not rape, but murder or shooting a gas grenade into a baby's crib and
yep.
Shooting dogs to death. Yeah. They get kept on whenever that stuff happens almost every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if a cop mows his lawn in his underwear, he gets fired for that.
Remember the one where the
that
cop,
happened?
Yeah. The cop hooked up with the porn star and wound up showing up on her porn channel, and he wound up losing his job.
I don't remember that one, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was on duty when it happened. I think in the squad car.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of these bad cops, they do bad things, but the things that you'll catch them on are not necessarily the things that they're going to get fired for. So often if there's an investigation that occurs as a result of, a cop doing something not as bad, they'll find, they'll end up finding something else, information that doesn't quite match, like phone calls and things like that. And then it will end up leading to, people being raped and all sorts of other crimes.
Looks
that
like
are fireable.
Dean, he's on the line with us here. Dean in Warwick, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. And you're dumped. So, goodbye, buddy. That particular caller is not allowed on the air here on Free Talk Live, and I'm not going to continue explaining it every single time it happens,
because
I've explained it enough now. But there's only one person who is not allowed on the air, and that's that one. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and we have different board operators, so I don't know how many of them know his voice and are able to
protect
him and keep him away. But anyway, let's move on here. So we're talking about these cops, dirty cops, doing naughty things. In this case, finally getting caught. And I'm going to say finally because I can't imagine this is this cop's first time. He's 50 years old. He's probably been with the department for 30 years or 20 years or whatever. He's probably nearing retirement age because usually you only have to stay in for like 20 years in order to get your pension as a cop in most places I've heard of. And so, not only do you have to wonder, how many times has he done this before successfully? Also, how many other of the sheriff's deputies there are aware that he's been doing this?
How many other of them are actually doing it, too?
And how many others are also doing it as well?
Yeah, and he has not been with this department for quite as long as you'd suspect. Fox 5 says he's only been a law enforcement officer in Georgia since 2014.
Yeah, but where before that?
Right. Well, whatever time he has before that isn't going to count towards retirement because you've got to be in the same department.
Right. But still, if he's been a cop before that, he's been a cop before that and can do this kind of stuff to other victims and other places. All right, more coming up here. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.